you know, you say ought to do such and such, or using that word ought to, you'd say, I bet he did something he
had no business doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you say hadn't ought to, or oughtn't, or oughtn't?
I see something that he ought to do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you might say, huh?
I just say he ought not to do, that's what I said, see?
Okay. You might say, well, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I just...
can't do it.
Or I just...
won't do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And say, if you'd done something that was pretty hard work all by yourself, and all the time a friend of yours was just sort of standing there watching you work, when you get through working, you might go over to your friend and say, you know, now, instead of just standing there, you might...
help.
Okay. talking about kinds of animals now. The kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Oh. Let me see. What kind of bird can see in the dark?
Make scary noises.
Oh, owl, something like that. Okay. Horned owl. That's an owl.
What kinds of owls are there?
Well, they're two, but we call them. Some people call some of them horn owl, call some of them screech owl.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm a regular owl. I don't know what to call it. There's some great large ones. They call it big old owl. I don't know what to call it. Just owl. I just call them owl. Make a big noise. Woo hoo! Woo! Woo! And big old owl.
Have you ever heard anything that. Say this, that little owl, what'd you call him? Scrooge?
Scrooge.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard any stories about how to make him stop making that noise?
No, I don't think I did. I don't think I heard it. I might have, but I forgot it.
You ever heard anything like if you catch your wrist or turn your pocket inside out?
Oh, yeah, I have. I heard it.
How'd that go?
I don't know. This, I hear this thing. You want to stop keeping that racket? Why? Making that fuss, scary fuss, but catch your wrist and hold it tight or something, or twist it. Or you turn your pocket wrong, side out.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's nothing to that. It might be, but I know to try it.
Yeah.
I don't know
what
it is.
What about the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Well, that's what you call a redhead, peckerwood, a woodpecker, or something, whatever you call it. Mm-hmm. One of those. Oh, they used to, you couldn't hear nothing in this country, but you hear them things upside down. You tie that good action by the hammer, nail them. Hey, redhead.
Do you ever hear that word peckerwood talking about people?
Well, that's a woodpecker. You know, I use it. A lot of people use that word, but I don't know if it's the right word that we use it.
Yeah, what I mean is, do you ever call a person a peckerwood?
Oh, yeah, I hear that. I have no, but I hear people call people that.
What does that mean?
Oh, just a word, just something they call peckerwood. That's all I know.
Who do they call peckerwood?
Well, you know, sometimes colored people would call white folk peckerwood.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. They have a name for them. They call them something, and that's what they call them back.
What are some of those other names people call each other?
Oh.
What names are there for colored people, for example?
How's that?
What names are there for colored people?
Well, just just black people.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's the name. That's what the school would be. But you know how people. Yeah, they call niggers and all like that, you know.
Who calls them that?
White folks can call a nigger and all like that, nigger.
Okay.